dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. Gets high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, it's like you got power.
Pitch it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. History, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's going to go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier!
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle. Juggle. Diving touchdown, Nebraska. Davison on the deflection. Nebraska's a point away.
It doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, man, Trotch escapes.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoops. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out. Yeah! 40! And Brown, 15, 10, touchdown!
Have some fun. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on its way. And the kick is good. School record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
But you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out to somebody's house.
Second chin. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Seth throws, batted down. Intercepted at Damakatsu. Sue to the 20, 15. Touchdown, Sue. And Damakatsu's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat.
The stadium is blowing up.
Memories. Tony, they're talking like Cody Green's going to start tomorrow. How you feel?
feel real good, Doug. I couldn't be more confident at this point. Finally, I think the coaches got the message that it wasn't happening with Zachary. I don't know if they were blind to it, stubborn to it, but I hope Cody does get the start like I thought he would earlier in the week.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. That's the number you're going to need to know for Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, which is coming up in this half of the program today, because in the second half of the program, Mike Perenio, the manager, the czar that is of the race and sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay.
Head lifeguard.
Yeah, he's got that going on, too, at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Going to join us. Everybody's saying how bad a beat everybody took out in the Sin City on Sunday in the NFL. We'll ask him if it's true and talk about stuff. Maybe he can help Daddy out with some of his picks. Plus, the high school football playoffs got underway yesterday. Big win for Axtell in one of the bigger games in the area. One of those games, you expect a lot of blowouts in the opening round, and there were those. But Axtell made it to the state finals, and they weren't even the favorite in their first round game yesterday. They went up to Burwell and beat the Longhorns, and we're going to talk with Kent Ropers about that. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. Pleasanton's not even going to play till tomorrow. We're going to still do that game on KKPR at 3:30. It's already been announced by the NSAA that because that's been moved back so far, their game with Loomis will be played Thursday. The second round is Wednesday. But because some of these teams are playing on Friday and Saturday, they're going to opt out for Thursday. So if Pleasanton wins, they'll play at Loomis next Thursday. But that game tomorrow is at 3:30. The Lexington game postponed. The Aurora game postponed. Looks like Seward will be able to get to Adams Central. But, Tony, from Kearney, the snow here, basically, that there was stuck and gone. It wasn't even an inch. They've got 5 in Lexington. They've got 14 in North Platte. They've got 18 inches of snow in Garing, and just everything is shut down. I mean, the interstate closed west of North Platte. No wonder they can't get here.
Yeah, throwing some 40 to 50 mile an hour winds supposedly over the night. Monster drifts, even as close to us as Cozad, we're hearing. So it's a total and utter disaster out there, and they just can't move. They can't get to places, and it's nobody's fault. So we got to move it back.
Yeah, just got to adapt and overcome.
And you were talking about yesterday, what an advantage. You know, you start taking days off, people this time of year, a little nicked up, banged up, whatever. Hey, the state's going to work with you and say, let's move them back maybe a day. And I don't know what they'll do with Pleasanton.
That would be different, by the way.
That would be different. Flexibility. A different plan. Good.
So there you go. Daddy's picks is going to be our...
Never have I given this many points.
Daddy likes some favorites this week. Usually a dog, it's been burning him. Daddy's going to try and turn a new leaf. Even though you haven't really been taking a beating, you've been hanging right around 500. You were a winner last week.
Yeah, we're 30.
Why are you changing it up?
We're 30 and 23. Well, I went back to a couple games in the Big 12. I thought I handled the Big 12. Made the Big 12 my B last week.
Are you taking Texas A&M again this week?
Yes, I am.
Oh, we're going to have a pick in the Texas A&M game. It's all coming up. Yankees get a win last night to even that World Series at a game apiece. Game 3 tomorrow, pregame at 6, first pitch at 6:57 here on ESPN Radio. Tonight, college football, West Virginia and South Florida. That's going to be one of the games on Pigskin Pick'em. West Virginia, a slight favorite. But Tony, last night, Nebraska didn't even have to play football and the news gets worse. Virginia Tech goes out and plays terrible at home and loses to North Carolina.
Well, I don't know. North Carolina does have the 7th-ranked defense in the nation, so it was not a nobody that they got beat by, but still should have won the game. Yeah, the strength of schedule, they were a big favorite. Yeah, they should have handled the game. Came down to a last-second field goal. They bang it through, and once again, Nebraska's... You mentioned strength of schedule last night, Doug. It just... It's in the proverbial crapper. Could it be any worse right now? The one thing we had going for us was we went to Blacksburg and beat them in all phases of the game, and a miracle saves them. But even that now is, we thought they would win out after they got past Miami, which they handle the week after Nebraska. We thought that's the big game on the schedule. Then you look ahead. Certainly got to take care of North Carolina on the Thursday night national TV audience.
At home.
The crowd. You're right. And, well, Nebraska got to help themselves before anybody else is going to help them, I guess. That's pretty much the motto right now.
We do have breaking news. This comes out of the Nebraska Athletic Office, Tony. breaking news coming out of the Nebraska Athletic Office, and this, I have to say that you've probably been waiting for. This is probably the moment The moment you've been waiting for. Here it is.
The credit card scandal?
No. The Nebraska basketball team getting ready to tip off the season, and single game tickets are now on sale. Woohoo! Go to Husker.com! Yay!
Who did we open that season with at home? Baltimore, Eastern, Maryland, Shore. IU, PUI, San Jose Tech.
Okay. Again, I'll carry the program. 888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. High school playoffs underway yesterday, and there are some postponements and cancellations for today. Let's give you the very latest. Alliance at Aurora has been postponed until tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Lexington and Gehring, they're still trying to figure out what they're going to do. Right now, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. It's still up in the air. Potter Dix at Pleasanton postponed to Saturday at 3:30. That virtually involves everybody in the area. Perkins County's at North Platte St. Pat's this evening at 7. Boone Central's at Shadron. Taking the north route up there for a 5 o'clock Central Time kickoff. Lynch at Mullen. Spalding Academy is trying to get to Hyannis. It's no fun when you have to risk a few things out there. So that's what's going on in the high school football playoffs. Tony, big surprises from yesterday.
Big surprises for me was Cozad sticking with a point within Crofton and St. Paul 15-12, a winner over Pierce. Yeah, those are the two that stood out to me.
Hastings St. Cecilia, Pierce is no longer there. And Crofton, who I thought was the second-best team in the West, is not, if they could only beat Shadron or could only beat Cozad by one. Cozad was 3-5. Cozad was not a good football team. They got better as the season went along. And they went to Crofton and went for two with a chance to win it. A heck of a game by Coach Bubach and his boys. It would have been the upset of the first round, but Crofton does advance. So we'll see if they can get
And maybe
better.
Since we didn't know anything in the area, Loomis blasting O'Neill St. Mary's just from a seed standpoint maybe stands out a little bit, along with Axtell.
Big win. Big win for Axtell. Class A and B gets underway today. Grand Island traveling east to take on Omaha North. Don't forget the Seward-Adams Central game tonight can be heard on 1230 AM KHAS. Tomorrow, big game. UNK taking on Colorado Mines. Tony, your thoughts as we get ready for that. This is going to be a huge game for the Lopers. Their biggest game since, well, probably UNO.
I just got to like that the Lopers have just basically taken it one game at a time, and you hear that all the time, but they played some football teams, folks, that were not good football teams lately. The last three, they should have went out there and beat them 50-3. They went out and beat them 50-3. They've looked at this game on the schedule. It would have been real easy to jump ahead and look to this, and I don't know, drop one. You're on the road out there. That's not fun. I like where they're at right now. This is a pretty good football team. Spitzelberger continues to run this offense relatively well. I think the receivers are coming around. You're getting some people healthy. Justin Swedberg played again last week at the linebacker position. He looks to be full strength again. Getting some people back defensively. I think at home, I think the UNK goes out and handles this team. I think it's 14-17 point win by UNK on Saturday.
Well, and the snowstorm out there has hurt them. They have not been able to practice either.
You know, that's something. It'd be interesting to see how they're going to get here. Obviously, probably coming from the south and taking I-70, I would guess, coming through Kansas. But don't know what the travel plans are. Oh, well, let's let them worry about that. We're still going to play football tomorrow afternoon, fellas. Hope you can get here.
Yeah, 1 o'clock go time. We hope you can get there as well, folks. ESPN Radio, the Doug and Daddy Show, in partnership with the University of Nebraska at Kearney, wants to give you a chance to go to the Loper football game for free tomorrow. I've got four general admission tickets. If you have not won UNK tickets yet this week, you're eligible. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. Here is the question. Colorado Mines coming in. I want you to know something about them. What's the nickname of Colorado School of Mines? Colorado School of Mines, what? UNK Lopers, Colorado School of Mine, what? First correct caller gets four tickets to tomorrow's football game, UNK and Colorado Mines. And we are taking a break. We'll be back after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
If you noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Adelke Heating and Air.
AgWest Commodities has developed one of the best ag information websites you will find. It's packed with unique features to help today's producers make those critical decisions. Check it out at GoAgWest.com with price quotes on more than 50 commodities and CRB news with to-the-minute posts on current market conditions. You'll find it all at GoAgWest.com.
You gotta GoAgWest.com. GoAgWest.
Calling all guys. Don't miss your chance to get big savings at the JCPenney bonus sale, where you can save huge on all the hot brands you love, like Levi's, Dockers, Van Heusen, Izod, and Joe Joseph Abboud. Get the lowest price of the year on Levi's, starting at $29.99 for 514 Slim Straight. Save 50% off guys' fleece and flannel thermal tops. Dockers and Izod outerwear also 50% off. And get Van Heusen dress shirts for only $24.99. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get in, find it, and get going. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends October 31st.
Welcome to Progressive Theater, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Man, this beach party was so boss until the bikers showed up.
Don't be a square, Flapjack. Our party is great for everyone, just like Progressive.com. They're the number one insurer of motorcycles and a leader in boat and RV.
Well, if Progressive can include everyone, then so can we.
Anyway, us bikers aren't here to rumble. Now everybody dance.
Protect your vehicles. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfair Village, Ohio. Market positions from 2008, Millwood, Brown, and Harrison. Directive survey data.
ISP's Friday Night College Football features two of the Big East's upper echelon teams, the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Here comes Noel Devine to the 40, 45 to the 50, 45 to the 40. They're not going to get him.
The South Florida Bulls.
Daniel shotgun.
Find Hester, 15, 10, up the middle to 5, touchdown, USF.
Wow.
Join us Friday night at 7 for West Virginia and South Florida. The best college football is on ISP, America's home for college sports.
Catch all the action tonight on ESPN Radio.
Some snow showers will continue across the area early on yet today, with any additional accumulations at a coating in spots. Temperatures will climb to 44 for a high, as we may see some breaks of sun develop in the afternoon, then back to 29 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
Gonna go see some UNK, Colorado on mine, or Digger football tomorrow.
Brett from Kearney's the winner.
Out of way, baby, Brett. Should be pretty nice tomorrow, and of course, get there early and tailgate, folks, with the very finest from Troutman's Quality Meats and Grills, best friend, located across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30 in Kearney. Tony, Thanksgiving. It's only a few weeks
smoked
away.
Smoked turkeys, reserve yours today.
Time to order fresh turkey, smoked turkeys, bone-in or boneless hams, and prime ribs for the holidays. Now, I've been over there, and I bought some ham from Kerry before. And you go in there, and it looks like he could give you a ham to feed, you know, 50 people. He'd give you a ham to feed 20 people. He's got a ham for 10 people. Daddy, what if it's just you and four people, and he's got a 20-person ham? What does he do?
That one he would whack, whack, whack,
and
into four, and then you would have be down to five people.
There you go. See, there you go, Danny. It's an educational show as well. Pheasant season starts this season.
Oh.
Duck season. Wabbit season.
Lovely.
Duck season. Wabbit season. Pheasant season.
Nice, plump, warm.
Hey, folks, for those Big Hunters breakfast, they've got double hickory smoked bacon and whole boneless ham sliced to order. Who doesn't like breakfast meat at 6 in the morning?
Oh.
Serious. And backed by popular demand, the Supreme Pizza Brats taste just like pizza, only as a brat. Hold on, mouth-watering. Lots and lots of sausage fresh from the smokehouse this week. Carrie says they've got everything. Pepperoni, jalapeno, jalapeno cheddar snack sticks, jalapeno summer sausage, fresh jerky, great for the football games, fits right in your pocket as you're headed out to the playoffs or to UNK or wherever you might be going this weekend. And USDA certified Angus beef, quality steaks, and fresh ground beef daily. Ground chuck patties available in whatever size you want. The Green Mountain Grill is what you grill it on, folks. It's hard to believe they packed so much greatness into one little store. Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Speaking of greatness, it's time now for Daddy's NFL and college selections. I am so fired up for this.
Well, I'm going to start with San Jose State at Boise State. I've identified bad teams. I told you about San Jose State being a bad team. 115th. On offense, they're 113th on defense. Their rush offense, 115th. Their rush defense, 119th. The list goes on and on about how bad they are. They're facing a Boise State team that's on a roll. Quarterback Moore, 21 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. I lay 35 points and take Boise State and wait to cash that ticket. I'm going to stay away from the Big 12. I'm going to give you one more game. Arkansas at home facing Eastern Michigan. The Hogs lost to Florida and Ole Miss. They're mean Hogs. They can name the score in this one because Eastern Michigan got the 118th ranking in offense and defense. They're a terrible football team. The Hogs name the score. I say 58-3 Arkansas in this one. Now I head to the Big 12. Iowa State, Texas A&M. Aggies went from a 53.5-point spread loss to a 44 spread win. Can you believe that? Iowa State plus 8. They beat us by 2. They're on the road. That was the first road game Iowa State had won in 15. Take Texas A&M. Lay the 8.5 points. Oklahoma, K-State. Oklahoma's at home. K-State allowed 53 points per game. Their last 3 conference road games. Night-night. Boo! It's a scary night if you're a Wildcat fan. Oklahoma, 58. Kansas State, 2. In recapping my college selections, Boise State, Arkansas, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma.
Let's go to the National Football League. Nobody in London this weekend.
Derek, I've looked at your Buffalo Bills. I tried to take them. They won 2 straight road games for the first time since 07. You know how they did that? Well, 9 interceptions, that's a 1+. The bad part is they had 840 to 460-yard deficit, 20-9 first down disadvantage. The last 2 home games, they've averaged 5 points a game. Houston, -4.5. I'll take the Texans. Matt Schaub throwing it down the field early and often, even without Andre Johnson. He'll find Kevin Walter. He'll find Owen Daniel. He'll find Steve Slayton. Houston, -4.5. Oakland at San Diego. If they're going to let you do it, folks, I'm just going to take the big spread. It's too easy right now in the NFL, and we'll talk to Mike Perenio about it. San Diego, -17. The last 2 road games for Oakland, 73-13, they've gotten beat. Why would this one be any different? That's a terrible football team, unless they're playing Philadelphia, apparently. I take San Diego -17. The big one everyone's waited for. Actually, there's 2 big ones this week. I'm not going to pick the Baltimore-Denver game. Minnesota at Green Bay. Green Bay -3. The Pack 8-1 against the spread. At home off a double-digit win. And 3-0 against the spread in Packer division games. That steers me to the Green Bay Packers. I think they get retribution and pay Brett Favre back. Green Bay, -3 at home. I will take the Packers. Recapping the NFL, Houston, -4.5. San Diego, -17. And Green Bay, -3.
Huh. No Brett Favre for you, huh? No Favre for you.
No Favre.
All right, there it is, folks. Again, for entertainment purposes only. And we will head to Las Vegas to talk with Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook and head lifeguard at Mandalay Bay, right after this. Time out.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
The original SunHeat electronic zone heater is the safest, most efficient portable heater on the market today. SunHeat provides safe, soft, comfortable heat for up to 1,000 square feet. The solid oak cabinet houses a steel and copper heat exchanger with infrared heat tubes that produce safe, soft, comfortable heat your family can depend on. Many SunHeat customers save as much as 50% off their heating costs. To see the original SunHeat electronic zone heater, go to Motorsports Sales and Service, West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Tune into the Sports USA Radio Network's doubleheader of NFL action this Sunday. It's week 8 of the NFL season, and we are first headed off to Baltimore, where the unbeaten Denver Broncos take on Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens. Then, in one of the most anticipated matchups of the year, Brett Favre returns to Green Bay for the first time as the Vikings face off against the Packers. It's all right here. Broncos, Ravens, then Vikings, Packers. This Sunday on the Sports USA Radio Network.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Some snow showers will continue across the area early on yet today with any additional accumulations that are coating in spots. Temperatures will climb to 44 for a high as we may see some breaks of sun develop in the afternoon, then back to 29 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
Of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Lunch. Everybody likes to have it, and you can have it 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop in downtown Grand Island and Kearney, where they've got Keno to kill time while you're watching all the great sporting events that are on TV, including the World Series, Husker football, which they will have for you tomorrow, the NFL package, and anything else that you could possibly want to watch. If it's on, they've got it there for you at the Chicken Coop with all of their great HD TVs. There's not a bad seat in the house. Lunch specials every day, and of course, great drink specials every night. In fact, you can add a wing sauce to any sandwich on the menu, and the new taste sensation, the Chislix. It is melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips seared in your favorite wing sauce. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop. How about a burger? Try one of the Coop's great burgers served with fries, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans. How about the mushroom burger, patty melt, Totally Jack burger, or the bacon burger? And the pulled pork sandwich, roasted pork, shredded and smothered in barbecue sauce, go good on a cool day like this in Nebraska. Here you go, folks. Check it out. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Try them for lunch today. It is time to warm up. And when you think warm, where do you think?
I think palm trees, and I think Las Vegas.
I like Vegas. That's why we go straight to the pool at the Mandalay Bay, because that's where our next guest is just kicking it today, making sure everything's going well. Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook, and as Tony says all the time, head lifeguard of the Mandalay Bay Pool. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going? When I think of hot, I think of the hell we went through last weekend in football here in Vegas.
It's the first time I've ever seen trucks, Wells Fargo trucks, armored trucks, pulling up to the casino instead of pulling away. Mike, that's kind of been the big story. Anytime Vegas makes national news when wagering is going on, you know something happened. I guess the last time was the money line on the Super Bowl for the Giants. And with these favorites covering the big spreads, it's not fun. How do you make sure you set the spreads high enough, and how bad was last week?
You know, it happens from time to time, and people have to win once in a while, or they don't do it at all. So it's just one of those things that happens. It's probably one of the worst, especially Sundays, I've seen in 10, 15 years here in Vegas. And usually we bounce back. It's just one of those things where, like you said, every favorite covered, and it's tough to make lines. I remember when New England went to the Super Bowl, we couldn't make lines high enough on them either, and it seems like there's several teams now that are in that situation where no matter what the line is, they're covering the spread.
Mike, when Vegas gets beat, it's not necessarily straight action. It's the parlays that really kill you, isn't it?
Yeah, we had, especially when the Monday night game covered for the public with the Eagles, that finished off quite a few parlays. I had teacher friends of mine calling me up going, hey, I've got 10-team parlay. What should I do tonight? Should I hedge my bet on? when I get those calls, I know it's not a good situation.
Mike Perenio, I don't even know what that would be like. Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay Race Sportsbook joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, what do the boys behind the scenes out there do then when you have trouble? You don't want to set 22-point spreads out there. The biggest one this week is San Diego, right around 17 against Oakland. How much movement is there out there? What do you do to try and combat?
Well, first of all, you can't panic. I mean, if it happens, it happens, and it was a bad Sunday, no doubt about it. Monday wasn't any better, but you can't panic. If we put the lines too high, then we've got guys that are smart enough to know that to go the other way, and then we compound the problem by doing that. So we'll keep the lines where they should be and take our medicine, and there's still a few weeks of football left for us to recover.
Mike, is the disparity in the NFL just so huge this year? There's the good, and then there's just the terrible.
You know what? I'm not real sure. The teams like Oakland, a few weeks back, you know, they were getting killed by 30 points, and, you know, they only threw the ball like 17 times the whole game. So, you know, when teams do that, that's concerning to us in Vegas because basically they're packing it in, and you usually don't see that. The NFL has a lot of integrity, so you don't usually see teams – you know, do that where they just don't even try to score points. And that would be our only concern is with teams start packing it in and not doing that. And, you know, we always have the option of taking games off the board. And if we see that happening on a regular basis, you'll see some of those games probably come off the board or not be available till real late right before the game.
Mike, in reading up a little bit, it sounds like the wise guys and the public both had Pittsburgh last week, kind of a weird end. Harvin returns a kick, then Favre throws another interception or fumble, deal is returned, and then the Saints coming all the way back. Were those the two big games that were just big ouches?
Yeah, and like I said, Philadelphia, it was a big game for us on Monday night because a lot of the parlays keyed the Monday night game. Guys tend to do that on parlays. They'll key a Monday night or a Sunday night game, and if they've got all the other games in, they'll come back and hedge their bets on the other side to guarantee they make money. As you guys probably know, Delaware started doing NFL betting this year, and they didn't get straight betting through, but they got parlays through, which they're probably regretting right now. But they had people not get paid over there because they had the money, but they have a trigger there when payouts are so big. The machines shut down and to make sure there's nothing wrong with what's going on. And I saw articles where people are waiting almost an entire day to get paid out there. So the state-run lottery using parlays. So they got a little taste of what it's actually like, I guess, in Delaware.
Can you tell us what the biggest parlay you paid out last week was?
You know what? We had several 10-team parlays. Most of them were small amounts, but, you know, they add up in the long run. You know, we had some parlays that paid six figures on people, but, you know, there was a lot of $10 parlays that paid $8,000 and stuff like that. So it was, you know, it was the fact that all the parlays were hitting, you know. And Saturday wasn't even that good for us either, so a lot of them had combined Saturday and Sunday games for a pretty good number of teams in their parlays.
I was going to go with that. Director of Race and Sportsbook, Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Las Vegas. Mike, what about the college football? Just watching it with no clear-cut team at the top of the college rankings, it would seem like the underdogs have been doing well in college. Is that not the case?
Yeah, that's as little parity there is in the NFL. College football seems to have quite a bit of parity, and there's so many games all day long that college football is a little different animal than the NFL, because you've got, you know, the early games, the late games, and the Sunday night game. And the college football, guys can be up early in the 9 o'clock games out here Pacific time. They got games going until 7 o'clock. There's a pretty good chance we might get some of the money back. In the NFL, it seems like if the early games go bad, and it really doesn't matter what the afternoon games go. Even if we win, we're going to break even. So for us, it's real early, real important for us to get off the beginning of the day in good form and win those early games, because it knocks out the parlays right off the bat.
Tony, I don't think everyone that's listening to the show would quite understand what Mike means, and I think you could explain. If you're in Vegas, and of course you got to get up to bet a 9 o'clock Vegas game, 11 o'clock our time, and then the games are going till 7 o'clock Vegas time. How could you possibly, you know, give some of your money back? How would that happen?
Well, you're drinking a lot.
Hey, let's do a 12-team parlay for 100. What do you think, guys?
That's right, and that's why when you're in Vegas, we're open 24 hours, because we always want that late-night action where we can maybe get some of it back if we need to.
That's so fun. Mike Perenio joins us. Mike, what else is going on in Vegas? We're getting close to New Year's Eve and the holidays here, and people are saying, well, this is the time to go to Vegas because it's not that busy, but I know you keep telling us that there's always something going on there at the Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, and this might interest people back in your area, the PBR is in town this week for the Professional Bull Riders, so we're packed for that. We put some lines out on the riders for that. It's kind of a once-a-year thing out here where the Professional Bull Riders come out, and it's pretty packed with a lot of guys that wear garb that I recognize when I lived back in Nebraska, a few cowboy hats and some boots. And then we've got the big Pacquiao fight, Cotto Pacquiao, coming out November 14th. And next weekend is the Breeders' Cup, which is our horse racing Super Bowl, basically. And we're packed and ready to go for that, too.
I want a J.B. Mooney, Guilherme Marchi parlay.
Well, I don't know. Although I lived there, it's been 26 years, so I don't even know the bull riders that well anymore. So I'll take your word for it on that.
Mike, one other thing. If Cody Green starts for Nebraska, I would raise Nebraska right now 4 points. It would make that much difference. Baylor, they will not run the football. Nebraska's the play this week.
Well, I've got the solution since I went to Nebraska. I have some vested interest in it. But I would like to encourage all your listeners to do a write-in campaign right now to Warren Buffett and ask him to build a billion-dollar stadium, indoor stadium, so we can recruit all these professional players to come out and play Nebraska. I think he can save Nebraska's football. Oklahoma State had a guy come in and do that and rejuvenate him. I think maybe Warren could spend some of his money here and build us a nice stadium. We'll name it after him and help our recruiting a little bit.
Well, yeah, he's giving it away anyway. He wants to give it away. That's a great idea.
If we had an indoor stadium, and I think a lot of those recruits from the South might consider coming out here and playing. I don't know if they're too hopped on playing in the snow and the cold.
Well, let's effort Warren Buffett. We'll see if we can get him on the show next week. Hey, Mike, that's great stuff. We always enjoy catching up with you, and as we get things heated up towards the end of the season, we'll buzz you again.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And if anyone wants to access our website, just go to mandalaybay.com. There's a sports book section inside there, inside the page, a micro page, and you can email me, ask me questions you have. If you got, like I said before, if you're a horse race player, it's pretty easy to come to town, and I can take care of you with comps on horse racing. And anytime you guys want to come out, you guys can come out, and we'll have a good time in Vegas.
Can't wait.
What's a 10-team parlay, the odds on a 10-team parlay?
$10 wins you $8,000.
That'd be a lot to one, Tony.
Yeah, 800 a lot to one. So, and unfortunately, those are very, when we see those hitting, we know it's a Black Sunday.
Well, Mike, hopefully things go better for you, and hopefully we win back here as well and keep everybody happy. We'll talk with you again soon. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Peredio, director of the Race and Sportsbook, Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Coming up, Kent Roper is going to join us to talk about the pure game of high school football, and it's time to get you registered for Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick. If you win the whole thing, two Lazy Boy recliners coming your way. We're going to take caller number 9 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not went head-to-head with us yet, you could get a chance. If you're caller 9, we're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Hey, Brett Favre. Welcome to Sears. Can I help you?
I'm really liking this one.
That's the new 42-inch HD flat-screen TV. Best part, Sears can check the competition to guarantee the lowest price.
I'm listening.
Well, using the Sears Research Center computer right here, we'll do real-time price checks. We found there are guys out there that agonize over their decision. Beat themselves up, get cold feet, you know what I mean.
Those guys drive me crazy.
They can't do it. They waffle, they flip-flop. It's tough for them.
What are you trying to say?
Just that there are some guys out there that can't make decisions. It's not something they're able to do. You know, they go home, talk to their family, you know, maybe get an agent. You know, it's like some big ordeal. Let's hold a press conference, announce the big decision. So you're going to get it?
I'll take it.
Great.
I don't know.
With real-time price checks for the lowest price guaranteed and next-day delivery, the Sears Blue Electronics crew can guarantee you'll have no regrets. This week, buy a Sony 40-inch LCD TV for $799.99 and save $50. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 10/31/09. Sears. Life well spent.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the chicken coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Owen and Conley have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show of Friday, where we always look forward to Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, and Justin and Kearney has already won a $25 gift card to Bruce Furniture, which is just almost as cool as the Doug and Daddy t-shirt that he will receive. Also, a prize package from a variety of other sponsors, including Fanatics, Big O Tires, Midway, and a lot more, and Justin joins us. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's going okay. How you feeling?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Justin says he's feeling good, Daddy. Okay, there's only one person. Was that last week or 2 weeks ago? We didn't get beat last night. 2 weeks ago. So we've got a chance to put a winning streak together again. Justin, I'm going to tell you, there's been two times this year I felt like, what are these games? This is the second time. Now, of course, last time I dominated everybody. So let's see what happens. And, Justin, let's start with tonight's game right here on ESPN Radio. West Virginia at South Florida. West Virginia is favored by 3. Who do you got?
South Florida.
Daddy, I took South Florida.
I as well.
Okay, there's a clean sweep. I thought that might be a toss-up. Ole Miss at Auburn. Daddy, Gene Chizik started well. They've been a little rocky lately.
You know, that's one reason I'm picking Ole Miss, because I think he's a scum. I think Mississippi's the better football team here, and they win.
Justin, who do you like?
I got Ole Miss, too.
Okay, well, for... See, Mississippi can't lose like 4 or 5 games, can they? Can they?
They were 4 in the country.
That's what I'm saying. Are they like this year's Clemson or... See, this is one of those that just seems like Auburn's going to win, so I'll take Auburn. Kansas at Texas Tech. Texas Tech's the favorite. I'm taking Kansas. Daddy, who you got?
You know what? If their fat little girlfriends left them alone this week, I say guns up.
Texas Tech. What do you think, Justin?
I got the Red Raiders.
All right. Let's go to the big game, one of the big games of the week. Southern Cal at Oregon. I'm taking Southern Cal. Justin?
I got USC.
Daddy?
Whack. Quack, quack.
Ooh, you like the weather. It's more like ducks, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Up next, let's go to the Big Ten. Michigan State at Minnesota. Who you got?
Well, one of them's got a defensive coordinator by the name of Cosgrove. I don't got them. Give me Michigan State.
Ooh, interesting. That's interesting. Justin?
I'm going to go out on a limb and go with Minnesota.
You're taking Cosgrove. What a loser.
See, Justin, I have Minnesota already circled on my sheet as well, so we're going down in flames together. Texas at Oklahoma State. I'm taking Texas. Daddy?
Yeah, I'm going to take Lima Swede and all the good players in Texas.
Justin, it's at Okie State. What do you think?
Texas, too.
Purdue at Wisconsin. I'm going to come right back to you, Justin. Purdue at Wisconsin. Who you got?
Go with Wisconsin.
Daddy, I'm taking Wisconsin.
I as well.
How about this one? Iowa State at Texas A&M. Daddy, we already know who you like. It was in your picks.
All right, I'll give me the Aggies.
After he takes Texas A&M, Justin, who do you want?
A&M, too.
Iowa State was not good last week. I don't know. You got to take Texas A&M. Mississippi State at Kentucky. Who you got, Daddy?
The Breeders' Cup's next week. I'll take Kentucky.
Interesting. In this football game, I have yet to circle one. Mississippi State at Kentucky. I will take Kentucky because they're at home. How about you, Justin?
We'll go with Kentucky as well.
And the final game, California at Arizona State. Justin, who you like?
I got Cal.
I've taken Cal, Tony. See, it's just a bad week. These games aren't that much fun, are they?
I take California, too.
Yeah, okay, it could come down to the tiebreaker. We don't have a lot different. The tiebreaker, total points in the Nebraska-Baylor game. I've got mine wrote down. I have my prediction wrote down, so I'm not going to lie, Justin. I'm not going to change it in midstream here. What do you have for a prediction? Total points, Nebraska-Baylor.
I'm going to go low, 41.
I like your style. I went 48. I almost wrote down 41 nothing, but I wrote down 41-7. I've got 48. Daddy, you've got a lot.
I've got two predictions. Leisure quarterback, I've got 13-4. If Green's your quarterback, I've got 38-20, Nebraska.
Yeah, Baylor's going to score 20 on us. Lunch for a week.
Green?
I'm going to tell you this right now. Lunch for a week. What are you coming back with? What do I
all,
get?
All I'm going to say is Green's going to make some mistakes. Justin. Jordan Lake, Pollock, they might get 1 for 6.
Well, let's put him in there then. Justin, I think you got a good chance here because obviously Daddy's picks are going to be burnt at the stake. So best of luck. Congratulations on what you've already won. Thanks for calling.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks, Justin. Kent Roper is going to join us here in just a moment to talk about high school football from the perspective of Axtell. Big win last night. Really? 20 points?
I'm saying you're the one that says he can make mistakes. I agree that he can make mistakes. They could be big mistakes and result in points. But I think Nebraska's going to score a lot more than that.
Last chance. I think Zach Lee starts tomorrow.
I'm still saying Cody. If anybody that have a brain, Cody Green, just, you know what? I think it's going to be huge for recruiting, too. You go down there, Dontrevious Robinson starts at running back, and Cody Green starts. You go into Texas and say, hey, now you're a freshman.
Let's play a lot of freshmen that won't be able to come to Nebraska and get any playing time in 4 years. Nice.
Yeah, there's a real good tool. Let's shun those kids. Make them play when they're seniors.
Let's go to Axtell, Nebraska, where they're getting a day off from school on fall break to enjoy their win, but the football's not over, and that's the good news. Kent Roper is the head football coach of the Axtell Wildcats. Joins us as our final guest of what has been a very, very busy week. Coach, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and first off, congratulations on a big, big win yesterday.
Thank you, Doug, and truly was a big victory for our school.
Tony and I were talking that the Burwell-Axtell matchup was the most brutal matchup of any area team, not just the game yesterday, but the road it's going to take to advance through an extremely tough D1 bracket. Giltner is up next. We'll talk about that in a moment. But what worked so well for you last night?
I think just our power running game. Got on track, and the blocking that the front line provided was just superb.
Ken, a couple tough losses this year. How much of your offense has changed since then? Philosophy maybe changed since then?
I don't know if the philosophy's changed so much. It's just that, just getting back down to realizing that we weren't snapping off the ball. One game, we didn't take care of the ball very well. So just getting back to what we know that we need to be able to do in each game to make ourselves successful.
Kent Roper is the head football coach at Axtell, joins us. There were a lot of expectations at the beginning of the year that you had made it to the finals last year, were the runner-up, and even did that after three regular season losses and didn't just put it together in the playoffs. Did any of those expectations maybe get too big in the kids' eyes, or was that not any part of how the season has played out?
I think the biggest part of those expectations, not being able to be fulfilled like an undefeated regular season is the fact that we had to revamp our front line, a lot more than we thought we were going to have to. And I think that played a huge role in a couple of those games that we maybe didn't come out on top.
Ken, obviously you saw something earlier in the week that maybe your offense would get something going against Burwell. What was that to give you and the kids some confidence to go up there and pull out a victory?
Well, we played really well against Franklin the week before, and they were running a four-front defense on us. So, changing the game plan from, that week to this week was very minimal with the aspect of what we're going to face from there defensively. Offensively, we just seen that, the speed demon, Grant Gephardt, was a big part of their offense, and we just schemed an aspect to try and eliminate as much of his game plan as possible.
Kent Roper is the head football coach of the defending state runner-up Axtell Wildcats, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Kent, when I talked to you early this morning, you weren't that displeased or concerned going into this football game. You had mentioned to me that, in the two games, we turned it over against Silver Lake, Axtell turned it over against Silver Lake, and then against Giltner, you thought that you played fairly good, at least really good on one side of the ball.
Yes, even though the score didn't indicate it, but I thought defensively we played extremely well. All night long, holding their potent offense down, fairly well. It's just that our offense just could not generate, first downs and keep our defense off the field a little bit and keep them a little fresher. So our game plan is to make sure that we're running things that we're going to be successful at. I know Giltner has a very, very good defensive team. We're going to have to have our A game the whole night. But we feel pretty good because if we can get some offense generated, we know the defense is going to be a tough one.
Well, you get to play at home, and as Stu Pospisil mentioned last night on our Friday night scoreboard show, you guys have done as good against Nate Most as anybody has in the last 2 years. What's the secret?
Well, I don't know. Our kids play well, and we got pretty good athletes all over the field. They understand what we're trying to get them to do to try and eliminate what other teams are really good at or what their favorite things are at. And the kids really learn well, and they read, their keys very well, and they just get to where they need to go.
Ken, is there one player that you can compare Nate Most to? I've heard a short Scott Frost with his arm.
Obviously Pat Leach.
I never seen Scott play in high school, but I had a kid when I was way back there in the Taylor days, that Pat Leach kid. maybe not quite as prolific of a passer, but the kid would make things happen. That's kind of what Nate does. If he's back there, he can kind of buy time, and he's a threat to run the ball, so you really can't send a ship, because as soon as, you know, if he breaks that front line, then he's dangerous. Just kind of a tough kid to defense because he's so versatile.
I had to pull that. That's good stuff. I got a chance to talk to his brother Mark, who's coaching up at Randolph, and they didn't have quite a successful day as they had hoped over at Elm Creek. But it's into that fun time of the season now, Kent. You guys have had success in the playoffs. Again, last year, not maybe a lot of people were expecting you to do much, but you rolled all the way to the finals. Can this team do the same thing, even though the competition is probably going to be tough, and I mean real tough, every week?
Yeah, we got a tough road, but that's why you play the game. And if you're going to get there, you're going to have to play some tough games somewhere along the line. So I think our kids are up to the challenge, and we're looking forward to another chance of seeing if we can handle Gilmer.
Ken, who's improved? Yeah, that great group coming back. You knew that. Who's improved the most this year?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Was there one area you thought, boy, we've really got to have somebody step up, and they have?
I think maybe the halfback spot. We lost Grant, and, Grant was a very big kid, and, Heath has kind of filled that role. I'm not sure he's a true halfback player. He's more like a fullback in a halfback spot. He likes to just put his head down and go.
Like a Tasmanian devil out there, I think.
Yeah. He's a real go-getter, and he's got lots of fire. And, he plays real well on both sides of the ball. Probably, maybe Weston Gustafson. He's just been our rock-steady player. He was our banger last night. If we needed 2-3 yards, Wes was going to make sure we were going to get it. And he's a very determined young man, a great leader. Plays well on both sides of the ball.
Well, outstanding win. We look forward to the game on Wednesday. It's going to be Giltner at Axtell. 6:30 will be the kickoff. That has been set. And Kent Roper is the head football coach of the Wildcats, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks for the time and continued success next week.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Kent Roper is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What a week.
Oh, there's a darn good football coach, even a better guy, Kent Roper.
5 o'clock, Elm Creek kickoff with Creighton. 4 o'clock, Hardington Cedar Catholic at Ravenna. And Amherst Maxwell going to go at 5 o'clock. Those are some of the games. Again, I talk about this every year at this time. Mandates need to be made. The NSAA, they're in charge, so they can do this. Some places don't have school today. It doesn't have anything to do with the weather. You know, how hard is it to get things set and move it along? They all do a great job and they get this out, but, it's noon and nobody knows when anybody's playing.
Everybody's got a cell phone. It's not 1984.
We've got computers. We've got cell phones. It takes 5 minutes to determine. You know you're hosting. You know when it's going to be. You want to play at 2 in the afternoon, or do you guys want to come out and play a night game? Either way, that's fine with us.
Also, in first round action, Class B, you've got an update on Lexington as well.
Yeah, Tony, that's, you've talked personally with Kyle Hainer, the athletic director over of the Minutemen, and they're going to play at home. The game's going to be in Lexington. Tomorrow.
Gehring's coming to Lexington for a 2 o'clock go time. Lexington will be the visitor on their home field.
Hey, best of luck to Adams Central tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia's advanced on, but their opponent plays today. Gordon Rushville and Valentine have to try and play today. We have already figured out that whoever Loomis plays, and we assume it's going to be Pleasanton, they play Potter Dix tomorrow. That game's going to be next Thursday. That's already been announced. So, keep your ears and your eyes open, folks. We'll give you all the info that we have. You can go to the NSAA website, nsaahome.org, for more information. And we will have the Potter Dix Pleasanton game tomorrow, 3:30 kickoff, 3 o'clock pregame on KKPR. Plus, here on ESPN, college football tonight and tomorrow, World Series game 3 and 4 Saturday and Sunday, Vikings, Packers, Broncos, Ravens. That's our NFL doubleheader. Good stuff. We want to thank Kent Roper, head coach at Axtell, Mike Perenio, director of the Racing Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay, for joining us today. Go Lopas!
Go Huskers! We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.